The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 51 new COVID-19 cases and 0 deaths in its latest update posted November 25. The new cases reported in the region today are as follows: Aurelia, 3, 1 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is outbreak-related, 1 is linked to close contact transmission, and 1 is still under investigation. Oro Medonte, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, whose case is still under investigation. Severn, 2, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. Both cases are listed as community acquired. Wasaga Beach, 7, 2 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, 2 people between 35 and 44 years old, and 2 people between 45 and 64 years old. 3 cases are linked to close contact, 2 cases are listed as community acquired, no known link, and 2 are still under investigation. Barrie, 16, 10 youth under 18 years old, 3 people between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 34 and 44 years old, and 2 people between 45 and 64 years old. 5 cases are linked to close contact transmission, 1 case is outbreak-related, and the rest are still under investigation. Springwater, 6, 1 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, 3 people between 45 and 64 years old, and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. 3 cases are linked to close contact transmission and 3 are still under investigation. Bradford West Gwillimbury, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is still under investigation. Innisfil, 2, 1 youth under 18 years old and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is listed as immunity acquired, no known link, and 1 case is linked to close contact transmission. Tiny, 2, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is linked to close contact and 1 is still under investigation. Ajala Tosarantio, 2, 1 youth under 18 years old and 1 person between 35 and 44 years old. Both cases are linked to close contact transmission. New Tecumseth, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is listed as community acquired, no known link. Muskoka District, 8, 5 people from Huntsville, 1 person from Bracebridge, 1 person from Gravenhurst, and 1 person from Georgian Bay Township. Included in the new cases reported today are 31 unvaccinated, 2 partially vaccinated, and 18 fully vaccinated people. There are currently 503 active cases in the region. 26 people from Simcoe County and 2 people from Muskoka District are hospitalized with COVID-19. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 15,257 cases of COVID-19 with 14,476 of those cases recovered and 278 cases ending in death. More than 74% of the population living in Simcoe Muskoka, including children, have received both doses of vaccine and 77% have had at least one dose of a vaccine. Active outbreaks. Current school outbreaks in Simcoe County include Monsignor Lee Catholic Elementary School, Aurelia, declared November 24, 2 cases. Hewitts Creek Public School, Barrie, declared November 22, 4 cases. Tosarantio Central Public School, Everett, declared November 22, 7 cases. ESC Nouvelle Alliance Secondary School, Barrie, declared November 19, 2 cases. Esla Karen Secondary School, Penetanguishene, declared November 19, 7 cases. Forest Hill Public School, Midhurst, declared November 19, 5 cases. St. Anne's Elementary School, Penetanguishene, declared November 19, 2 cases. West Bayfield Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 18, 7 cases. Trillium Woods Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 18, 5 cases. Severn Shores Public School, Cumberland Beach, declared November 18, 7 cases. Emma King Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 17, 9 cases. Maple Grove Public School, Barrie, declared November 16, 12 cases. St. Marie of the Incarnation, Bradford, declared November 15, 6 cases. Monsignor Clare Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 15, 5 cases W.C. Little Elementary School, Barry, declared November 12, 10 cases Nottawa Elementary School, Clearview Township, declared November 12, 3 cases Terry Fox Elementary School, Barry, declared November 10, 7 cases St. Catherine of Siena Elementary School, Barry, declared November 1, 11 cases an outbreak previously declared at St. Joan of Arc Secondary School in Barry was declared over as of November 24. There were 5 cases associated with the outbreak. Other ongoing outbreaks reported in Simcoe County include Mapleview Community Church, Barry, declared November 4, 28 local cases, with more cases in people who live outside the region. Unnamed Shelter in Simcoe County, declared November 19, 7 cases Unnamed Shelter in Simcoe County, declared November 1, 26 cases Unnamed Shelter in Simcoe County, declared November 8, 7 cases. Breakdown by municipality. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on November 25. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate weekly incidence rate percent of 12 plus pop. With 2 doses of vaccine Adj Tosarantio 245-227, 2 November 24 2067 101 75.9% Barry 5,201 4, 854,131 the 12th of November 24 3, 390,125 85.1% Bradford WG 2,327 2,265 39 the 2nd of November 23 5,331 48 84.8% Clearview 173 159 5 1 November 22 1,151 47 83% Collingwood 298,291 the 4th of November 21,208 24 89.3% ESA 604 582 5 3 November 23 2,506 42 74% Innisfil 1,459 1,414 21 the 1st of November 24 3,539 53 83.6% Midland 235 220 6 2 November 23 1,284 33 86.9% New Tecumseh 1,720 1,683 19 November 24 4,062 40 79.7% Aurelia 436 403 9 1 November 24 1,290 33 89.4% Oro Medant 288 274 6 November 24 1,235 21 83.5% Penetanguishene 251, 235, 8 November 23 2,605 83 90.7% Ramara 140,133 the 1st of November 22 1,339 48 86% Severn 110, 95, 3 November 24, 734 73 84.8% Springwater 380, 360, 2 November 24 1,773 42 91% Tay 144, 139, 3, 1 November 21 1,284 62 87% Tiny 160, 155, 2 November 24 1,192 N. A 79.2% Wasaga Beach 373, 333, 5, 3 November 24 1573 34 86% Tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital weekly COVID-19 incidence rate per 100,000 by municipality for week of November 14. N.A. indicates fewer than 5 cases in a week.